And from that point, then you need to feed what we call a regular wood on top of it, which is would be oak wood in most cases.
Yeah. How big is that?
That would be normally from 16 to 24 inches long, and would probably be three times as large as your arm as far as the circumference of it.
So what did you call this?
This was the oak wood.
What would you just call all that pile together? You would say it was a pile of what?
A pile of firewood, really.
What's the part that sticks out into the room on the floor?
The part of the fireplace that sticks out would be called a hearth.
And up over it there's a
mantle. Yeah.
And there are two things that you have to put the firewood in.
These are fire dogs, but that there may be another name for them. I don't know if we called them fire dogs at that time or not.
And what does the smoke go out through?
The chimney.
Now, you said you used the oak wood. Now, if those big round things, what would you call that? If you had a big one you put in the back of the fireplace, is that the big burning, what?
Log.
And what's that? Did you have one just a big one that had the bark that you put in the back of the fireplace? Did you do that?
No, I think maybe you think about possibly a Yule log, like they used to burn around Christmas time, or that you hear a little history about. I have no recollection of anything but cut firewood, which was in most cases the best firewood that was always known as oak, because it had, they said it had a hotter burn to it, and also it would burn longer than other types of wood.
And when you burn a fire for a long time, and like I'm sure this house had a lot of it up in the chimney, just get some black stuff up there. What's that stuff?
Soot.
And if you had a fire for several days, you know, you kept on going on, or just after you burned several fires, there's some stuff that down in the bottom of the fireplace you have to haul out.
Okay. The ashes.
And
Another term we had for soot was smut, too.
And really? That's interesting. Yeah. Did you have a different name for ashes, too? Or if you had to haul that out, what'd you call it?
No, it was always called ashes, or wood ashes.
And what color are they? Is it on the
ashes? Ashes are a gray color.
And what color is this paper here?
White.
Now, I'll ask you some questions about this kind of stuff. What's this thing I'm sitting in called?
Well, I would say a chair.
And
you might want a couch, I don't know.
Now, what is a couch? I mean, what's the difference in a chair and a couch?
Chair, and in my terminology, would be a place where one person could sit, and a couch would be where more than one could sit. That's, I don't know what you call that you're sitting in, whether it's called a couch or not.
I think two or three people could sit over here. Yeah,
but it's separable. You can separate.
Oh yes,
all
sir.
Three,
I've seen that.
Three places.
And what about if it didn't have arms in it, would it have a different name? Does that make any difference?
As to whether it was called a chair or a couch.
Well, what do you call the one you have in your living room?
Well, rocker chair or reclining chair.
But something like a couch, what would you call something like that? I mean, do you call the one in your living room a couch?
Yeah.
And you know any other names for them?
How about a chase lounge? Yes.
There's something else that some people call them, you know, that